Amanda Gorman is now a household name. In 2017, she became the nation's first youth poet laureate, and her performance at this year's inauguration of President Biden was seen around the world.
The new dawn blooms as we free it, for there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
Four teenage poets are now in the running to follow in Amanda Gorman's footsteps as this year's National Youth Poet Laureate, and the winner will be announced tonight. The laureate is chosen based on their commitment to artistic excellence, civic engagement, and social justice, and we reached out to the finalists to hear their poetry. First up, representing the West Coast, is 18-year-old Alexandra Nguyen of Sacramento, California.
I am a Vietnamese-American poet, and I grew up really introverted, so I spent a lot of time in my head, and poetry for me was a way to process my emotions and share it with people in a way that felt very safe for me, because for poetry in particular, I feel like it allows me to not have the right words. In fact, as long as I'm able to describe my emotions in some sort of imagery or sound, or even into the silence that I build into my poems, I feel that I'm able to show what's happening on the inside of my head on the outside, so to speak.
And here's Alexandra Nguyen's poem titled Life Cycle of a Catcall.
But because you view my body as invitation to comment, I must now remember that I am a woman. I stop to be polite. First mistake. If you really wanted to, you wouldn't ask. Now ask me what I want. No, really. His words will decay in your chest, but you'll survive the bloat. That's what scares me. Today, I considered a steaming bowl of noodles and imagined how, in tipping it over like a chess piece in resignation, my mother would mount the mess with towels and a practiced speed, and I would watch, still, letting the hot liquid spill into my lap until I felt clean. Who knows what might happen if this body felt any less like mine? Some lauded metaphors, probably, and an excavation of the self. I am not nearly as brave as I sound in those "I'm so sorry he made you uncomfy" texts I send all my girlfriends. I've got flight instinct. Maybe this is my reckoning, the one where my skin finally loosens from its frame, conceding the nervous mess of flesh as inky shame leaks from every orifice, and every day I abandon the body so I may exist in spite of it. Shirts hang from me like flags on unclaimed nation, and my hair becomes freight in tow. I am a parade. I am the object of the sentence. So now everything happens to me, and none of it is my fault.
Seventeen-year-old Alora Young of Nashville, Tennessee, represents the South, and she tells us she often uses poetry to explore her personal history as a Black American.
Like, I discovered the family that owned my family in West Tennessee, and I found out that the enslaver had two daughters, and he had two sons who fought against each other in the Battle of Fort Pillow. And the son with his Caucasian wife actually was a part of the massacre that killed his son with his Black wife. And I don't know how I would have been able to cope with that information if I wasn't doing it through poetry, because in creating art out of something, it forces you to feel more than just the rage.
Today, Alora Young is reciting an excerpt of her poem titled, On Kurdistan.
Kurdistan was there for us. Now we let their streets run red. You can't bury history beneath a fig tree. It hunts you and it haunts you. And it begs you to see the people beneath the too dark for airport skin. But we'll never call it genocide because brown people are only 2/3 human. Abraham didn't fight for this. He spread love of a many named God in a book that we rewrite for this. The rift that between us and them is a savior we repackaged powder white in white hoods. It's how we recycle fascist regimes like they're plastic goods. I'm mad that we value turtles more than Moors. I'm mad that we're fighting each other to hide from bigger wars. I'm mad that we have us and them and the centuries they span. And all I have left is prayer for Kurdistan.
Representing the Midwest is 19-year-old Faye Harrison of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I'm an alcoholic. I'm very open about being in recovery. I'm actually 3 years sober. And I used poetry. That was a big thing to help with my healing. I'm also a high school dropout, which I'm very open about. And I feel like those are incredibly stigmatized identities. And for me, I've used poetry a lot as a way to talk about those identities and to make it okay within myself. Cause I think that it can be really scary. When I was 16 and I was I need to get sober, it was really scary. And poetry was a way for me to say there's nothing wrong with it. It's a disease, alcoholism and addiction, it's a disease.
And this is the poem Faye Harrison wanted to share with us.
This is Portrait of the Alcoholic in Home Depot after Kava Akbar. My shift starts at 5 a.m. I watch the sun rise from inside a junction box, reach for the throne of clouds drifting above the Aldi's parking lot. I tell my coworker, I am a child of construction. In my family, we build houses just to tear them apart again. I understand the necessity of the wrecking ball, sitting in my auntie's deserted driveway, the cracked foundation and rotten floorboards, the roof's sudden introduction to the basement. This is a home uninhabitable, even for a ghost. I am alone when the pink walls peel from the living room.
Last but certainly not least, representing the East is 19-year-old Serena Yang of Queens, New York.
My family immigrated from Singapore, which is where I was born, to Queens when I was in the middle of first grade, and I've been raised here ever since. I identify as Chinese, as Asian American, although I'm not sure if I'm interested in being American. I am more so interested in being part of a political lineage of Asian Americans who are invested in the liberation of colonized peoples. Also, I have been identifying as a poet lately, but I don't know if privately I really feel like a poet. I think of it more like I write poetry. In the near future, I may also be writing poetry, or I may not. I want to move through the world with a lot of love for my people. And that work may look like poetry right now, but it may not in the future.
Here's Serena Yang's poem titled, Last Night, I Dreamed of Chinatown.
Last night, I dreamed of Chinatown. Grand Street dried fish ama told the cop to guan dan, and the cop cowers. Because in dream Chinatown, the police are afraid of 4'9" Chinese grandmas. Last night, I dreamed of Chinatown, and no one harassed Grand Street Dried Fish Grandma or Mulberry Fake Gucci Grandma or Mott Street Bakery Grandma. In dream Chinatown, Mott Street Ama gave me free white rabbits and a bucket of paint, and I vandalized every hip new shop and canal. I painted the zodiac with overgrown horns and barbed mother tongues and unbound bleeding feet. A hissing snake swallowed the new art gallery whole. A cow sat on the luxury development and flattened it. Overnight, I made canal ugly again, impolite, made it stink of fish and counterfeit everything. In dream Chinatown, Grandma got her heat and water back. Grandma dug a hole back home and fell through the earth to the far side of Bayard. In dream Chinatown, people bowed, 90 degrees, eyes on your feet, filial piety in the curve of your back. In dream Chinatown, squares of laundry flapped like wings from fifth floor windows. Youtiao and Daping sold on the side of the road for $1.50. I walked arm in arm with Grandma down Mott, and she said, "I am happy you grew up here." Last night, I dreamed of Chinatown, and the streets were paved with gold. Last night, I dreamed of Chinatown. I dreamed the children home like a monsoon, and the swampland grew wet and green again.
That was Serena Yang, Faye Harrison, Alexandra Huyn, and Alore Young, finalists for the title of National Youth Poet Laureate. The winner will be announced tonight and streamed in partnership with the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts.